This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful message titled, How to Have a Good Year, under the subtitle, How to Make the Plan of God a Reality in Your Life. Today, he speaks about the key of knowledge and how we can obtain it. Let's join in.
I want to draw your mind to a story in the Old Testament. You know, some of the Old Testament stories are actually instructions to us. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, the Bible says, Moreover, brethren, I will not have you to be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. So here Paul talks about something that happened in the book of Exodus. And he talks about when God moved the people of Israel from Egypt and promised to take them to the land of Canaan. In other words, it was God's plan for their lives. And that exact thing can be found in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, when God spoke to Moses. But that plan did not come to pass. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, after talking about it, Paul made a comment. This is comment. These things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, even as they also lusted. Then he said, God had a plan for these people, but it didn't come to pass. Then he said, everything that happened to them is an example of how God reveals his plans to people and how people are supposed to respond to the plan. If they have a good response, the plan will come to pass. If they have a wrong response, the plan will not come to pass. He says the same thing in verse 12. These things were our examples. And they are written for our admonition. Admonition means warning. Upon whom the ends of the world are come. What exactly did they do? Because under Moses, the plan didn't work. But under Joshua, it worked. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 that it's an example and it's a warning. So in other words, if we look at that story, we can learn how to let God's plan for our lives come to pass. I hope you are following me. So now I want us to jump to the book of Joshua now. Now in the book of Joshua, Joshua is about to enter the promised land. He's about to enter it. In other words, under Joshua, the plan that God had for Israel is just about to come to pass. Then God begins to talk to Joshua and he begins to tell him what he should do for the plans to come to pass, what he should do. So this year, if we want to have a good year, we have to read the story and learn from it, because it is written for our example, it is written for our admonition or warning. So if we also study what Joshua did, we can also learn what to do for God's plan to come to pass. I hope you are following me. So let's read it. Joshua chapter 1 verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, to the land which I give you. So God told Joshua, he said, all the children of Israel, to the land which I give you. He said, all of you get up and cross. Verse 3, every place where the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given you, even as I said unto Moses. Then God said, you are about to now enter into the plan and enjoy the plan. It's just about to come to pass. Then verse 4, God showed them the boundaries of the land. From the wilderness and this Lebanon. Lebanon means a range of mountains. There are some mountains there called Lebanon, not the country Lebanon. We're talking about some mountains. So he said, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, to the great river, the river Euphrates, then all the land of the Hittites, he said, to the great sea, to the going down of the sun shall be your coast. In other words, God said, I have given you your boundaries. He said, if you remain within these boundaries, he said, everything you do will succeed. If you and I remain within the boundaries of God's plan, everything we do will succeed. It will only fail when we go outside those boundaries. Then, in verse 5, he said, there shall no man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. So he told Joshua, I said, listen, this plan, you are just about to see it become reality. Let's jump to verse 8. Then he told him something. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. That word prosperous is actually a word. It means chalak. It means to push forward. May you push forward this year. Because sometimes you can go back. But this year, may you push forward. May your anointing push forward. May your finances push forward. Your health, may it improve. May you push forward. It says, and you shall have good success. That word success, also a Hebrew word, tzakal, which actually originally means intelligence. Good intelligence. Verse 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. So here in these short verses, God tells Joshua what exactly he's supposed to do for this plan that he gave to their fathers years ago to come to pass. When he gave the promise, now 40 years have passed. Some people did not experience it, but he said to them that now you, Joshua, you will experience that plan. So I wanted to look at it in detail. So what are you going to do? Assuming you have a dream. In the dream, you see yourself, you have started a business. What do you have to do for this dream to come to pass? You see yourself preaching, and you see people being healed. Meanwhile, in the real world, you sell ice cream. What are you going to do to let this plan come to pass? Or you see yourself, you live in a single room. Then you have a vision. In this vision, you are living in a big house that you own. What are you going to do for this plan to come to pass? After God has given the vision, for the plan to come to pass, number one, we need knowledge. Tell somebody the knowledge. Very important. In this scripture that I read, you will find that knowledge was a requirement for Joshua in two of the verses. The first one, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. That word minister means servant. The reason why now Joshua was ready to actualize the plan or experience the plan or see God's plan come to pass was that he had been trained by Moses. So knowledge will come to you in various ways. One way that it will come, it will be by informal training. Because Joshua was not sitting in a classroom where Moses was instructing him. No. He was just Moses' servant. But as the servant of Moses, he was training him. Because in the ministry, anytime they train somebody, the person just serves the person. And as he's serving, he's learning. Why? Because you see, take for example a rich man. If you see a rich man in his office, you won't know much about him or what he does. The only way you can know the thoughts of the rich man, the behavior of the rich man, the expenditure of the rich man, is to see the rich man in many informal situations. That is when you see the real person. So as I'm preaching here right now, you can see me, but you cannot know much about me unless you actually live with me in my house in a very informal arrangement. That is when you really actually know the type of person that I am. So training, very important. If God gives us a plan, we have to develop ourselves. We need knowledge. And one thing that we need, that we need to train ourselves. If we don't train ourselves, we cannot execute the plan. So somebody like Joshua was trained informally. Our problem is that, assuming even somebody wants his finances to grow, without knowledge, it cannot grow. Because 50 cedis plus 20% of knowledge maybe can yield 1,000. But the same 50 cedis but 100% of knowledge can yield 5,000. Same money, but when the knowledge grows, the thing grows. So when God has a plan, you don't just get up and become the thing. No. There is a lot of knowledge to be acquired. So for example, take somebody like Moses. Moses, before he could be the leader of Israel, had to go to Egypt and live in a king's house and learn how kings behave, what kings do, and how kings operate. And he was sent to school. In Acts 7:22, the Bible says, Moses was learned in all the wisdom and learning of the Egyptians. Why did God do all that? Because God knew that he could not take a slave to lead the people. No. The man must be intelligent. The man must be a leader. The man must grow up with kings. The man must grow up in royalty, know what it means to rule. And the man must even have boldness and confidence to go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. But if you are a slave, do you think you can go to... Do you think that somebody who is a laborer can go to just to the White House and go and say something? No. So it took a lot of training. But most of the time, as Christians, some Christians, when God has a plan, they feel there's nothing to learn. There's nothing to learn, so they are just there. When you see yourself, maybe that you are married, to be a good husband or a good wife, you have to train yourself.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that after God reveals his plans to us, we need knowledge acquired through informal training to bring them to pass. Join us tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of hepatitis B. I just received this yesterday and I was reading it. It says, dear pastor, I ask you to pray for me to be healed from hepatitis B. You prayed for me and I'm happy to inform you that I went to the hospital for checkup, and after a series of tests, the doctor confirmed that there is no trace of hepatitis B virus in my body. I am totally healed. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. With God, all things are possible. Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075752 15. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.